Well, good morning, everyone, and thankfully, you are going to hear me much better now, because I can tell the audio level is much better now, so that's definitely a good sign. But anyway, it is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024, and it is time for another Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. But anyway, it is now time to read some weather, guys, so here we go. We're actually going to do it on the tablet this time because, well, at least for the weather, at least. We'll do the news on the computer. I just want to read the weather on the tablet first, because, yeah, but I'll still have to man up and load up, yeah, but at least on here it just is slow, but yeah. But right now in Dallas, it is 48 degrees outside with overcast clouds. Later today, it will be 59 with rain, low 39. Wednesday will be cloudy, which is tomorrow, by the way. It'll be cloudy with a high of 61 and a low of 36. Thursday, it'll be cloudy again with a high of 59 and a low of 37. Friday will be raining with a high of 59 and a low of 43. Saturday will be cloudy with a high of 68 and a low of 43. Sunday will be cloudy with a high of 66 and a low of 43. On Sunday, that is. And on Monday... Looks like it's going to be mostly cloudy with some sunshine with a high of 57 and a low of 37. And that's the weather forecast, courtesy of Tricky Fox Radio, by the way. But anyway, now we're going to go ahead and load up the OregonLive.com website now. Maybe I could just do this from here, actually. Let me just bookmark this so I don't lose it. I don't think I need it up anyway. But I don't think I've been to it on here, so I'm probably going to have to do that notepad maneuver. Keep it up just in case. But I want to see if it shows the keys on here. Okay, it's not happy about the ad blocker. Alright, let's load up the Tricky Fox Radio Chrome then. Yay! Alright, here we go. Thankfully we have uBlock Origin on here, so it bypasses that. Looks like the first three, latest stories are keyed, so that's not a good sign. And I don't really feel like reading about the Portland Trail Blazers, because obviously they're a crappy team now. Don't ask me why, that's just my opinion now. And I don't really care about the Stingrix vaccine. To be honest with you, I don't think we're really going to be reading news today. I think... Please tell me this story is not keyed. I don't think it is. Yes! Alright. Oregon store that sold the $1.3 billion Powerball ticket that was revealed by lottery officials. Yes, we were talking about this yesterday, by the way. It was a Plaid Pantry on Columbia Boulevard in Northeast Portland that sold the winning $1.3 billion Powerball ticket that Oregon lottery officials confirmed on Monday. The winning sale entitles the Coley Neighborhood Convenience Store to a $100,000 bonus. A manager at the store, who identified herself as Rhonda Miranda, said she couldn't comment on the sale, though. The name of the person who bought the ticket has not been revealed yet, though, sadly. But lottery officials said the person came forward on Monday. The person's name will be made public after a vetting process, officials have said, though. This is an unprecedented jackpot win for Oregon Lottery, said Mike Wells, the lottery director, in a press release on Monday. That was yesterday, by the way. We're taking every precaution to verify the winner before awarding the prize money, which will take time, by the way. The winner is looking at a $1.326 billion jackpot. Before the drawing, it was estimated at $1.3 billion, but ticket sales have drove it higher. The jackpot has a cash value of $621 million if the winner chooses to take a lump sum, rather than annuity paid over 30 years. And the prize is subject to federal taxes and state taxes in the state of Oregon. Kyle Asham, an avid lottery ticket buyer, has stopped by the wedding store on Monday evening. Asham, who lives in Estacada and works in the St. John's neighborhood, said he usually buys two tickets twice a week at the winning store. But last week, the store was crowded, he didn't want to wait. I was here on Friday, I was going to buy some tickets, and I didn't. So now I'm kicking myself, Ashton told the Oregonian Oregon Live. The $1.326 billion prize ranks as the fourth largest Powerball jackpot and the eighth largest in U.S. lottery history. As the prizes grow, the drawing attract more ticket sales. If you bought a $2 ticket for the weekend drawing, your odds of winning were 1 in 292.2 million. But until the latest drawing, no one had won Powerball's top prize since New Year's Day, amounting to 41 consecutive drawings without a jackpot winner, tying a streak set twice before in 2022 and 2021. Plaid Pantry has 104 stores in Oregon, one of which sold a $3.3 million mega bucks jackpot last summer. And for more than 24 hours, the exact source of that winning ticket was a mystery to the public, after all. Oregon Lottery officials said Sunday only that the business was in the 97218 zip code, home to just 13 businesses that sell Powerball tickets. And on Monday, many of those business owners and their customers were buzzing with excitement and hope that one of their customers was the lucky winner. And that person's identity is, for now, a new mystery. This story was written by Beth Solvik, who is a deputy editor on the Public Safety and Breaking News team. You can reach her at 503-221-8551 or bslovicargonian.com. Journalist Mims Copeland, Garcia Wozniakia, and Austin D. Studios contributed the reporting as well. Anyway, I'm double-checking to see if this is in stereo. Nope, I'm going to split it. Okay, no big deal. Anyway, we're going to take a commercial break now. But first I need to put in. At least it's a little bit louder than it was before, so you'll be able to hear me better, so that's good. That dog cut me off. Nice try. Alright, I'm probably going to put the music in later, guys, but coming up next will be Food Talk, guys, so stay tuned. Coming up is Food Talk at 8:20 a.m., so don't go away. More of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up. Don't go away. Yep. That was Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People on Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Anyway, before we start Food Talk, I want to apologize for a 5-second delay between the first and second commercial before, you know what I mean? Because apparently what happened was I forgot to put it on automated. It doesn't matter anymore, but oh well. But anyway, but I have made that mistake before, but you get what I'm saying. But anyway, it is now time for food talk. It is time to read Baked Chicken, which was submitted by Kim D. This chicken recipe is so easy. I hesitated in posting it, though, but I couldn't find it posted here. And it's so good, I thought I might as well share it anyway. It's my favorite way to bake chicken because it's moist and tender every time and the flavor is delicious. And it's ready in 55 minutes. It serves four. There's three ingredients. Simple as that. You'll need four chicken breasts with bone and skin, a fourth cup of butter that's melted, and 1 to 2 teaspoons of seasoned all salts. She uses McCormick's, by the way. Those are pretty good. Anyway, here's the directions. First, you'll want to preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit, which means she's here in the good old United States. Yeah. Spray a shallow baking dish with non-stick cooking spray. And then rinse the chicken breast under cool, running water. Pat the chicken dry with paper towels. Place the chicken in the dish. Brush the melted butter over the chicken using all the butter. Then sprinkle with the seasoned salt. Bake for 50 to 60 minutes or until cook thorough. But please note that chicken only takes 50 minutes in her oven, though. It could depend on what oven you're using, especially if you're using an air fryer or whatever, but you get what I'm saying. And don't overcook, as they might turn out tough. Really. But yeah, sorry about that, if I bumped the mic that bad. We're mainly going to try to read, chicken recipes today, but, but yeah, let's go back now. It's a little bit slower, it really wants me to read this bourbon chicken recipe. I guess we could. I've read this before quite a few times, but, this recipe needs no introduction, by the way. It's ready in 35 minutes. There's 11 ingredients. It serves four. Basically, it was just named bourbon chicken because it was supposedly created by a Chinese cook who worked at a restaurant on Bourbon Street. That's basically simple as that. And that's all I'm going to say. Anyway, we'll start with the ingredients. You'll need 2 pounds of boneless chicken breast, cut into bite-sized pieces. You'll also need 1 to 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 garlic clove crushed, 1/4 teaspoon of ginger, 3/4 teaspoon of crushed red pepper flakes, 1/4 cup of apple juice for whatever reason, 1/3 cup of light brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of ketchup, 1 tablespoon of cider vinegar, 1/2 cup of water, 1/3 cup of soy sauce. Now here's the directions, not accounting the editor's notes. First, you want to heat the oil in a large skillet. Then add the chicken pieces and cook until lightly browned. Remove the chicken. Add the remaining ingredients, heating over medium heat, until well mixed and dissolved. Add the chicken and bring to a hard boil. Reduce heat and simmer for 20 minutes. Then, serve over hot rice and enjoy. Simple as that. And there you go. But yeah, that recipe needs no introduction, by the way, guys. I think we have time to read one more. we can try. Caramelized bacon chicken leg wings. Let's see if we can read this. Yeah, I think we can do this. It says it's ready an hour and 35 minutes. It serves 6 to 8. There's only 7 ingredients, though. 2.5 pounds of chicken legs. 1 2-3 tablespoons of olive oil. It's actually to help it stop sticking to the pan, believe it or not. It's true, ironically. 1/2 cup of soy sauce. 1 2-3 tablespoons of ketchup. 3/4 cup of honey. 2 3 garlic cloves. 2 3 garlic cloves minced. And, of course, salt and pepper. First, you want to preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Or, if you live somewhere else that doesn't measure in Fahrenheit, like, for example, Europe or Canada or whatever, in Celsius, it would be 180 degrees. I don't know why they mention that, but that's just how it is. But anyway, place chicken in a 9x13-inch baking dish. Mix together the oil. Got a long day, folks. Mix together the oil, soy sauce, ketchup, honey, garlic, salt, and pepper. Then, pour over the chicken. After that, bake in the preheat oven for 1 hour or until the sauce is caramelized. And you can also use wings or pork ribs as well, by the way. I believe that's going to do it for Food Talk. So there you go. Simple as that. But anyway, we are now going to go ahead and put the commercial in now. But yeah. Yeah, I better make sure I hit assisted automated before ahead of time so I know what I'm working with. Yeah, that'd be good. Alright, music. We'll start by playing a 2000 song. We'll play Britney Spears' Stronger. That's 3 minutes. So that should put out 36 minutes. And then I believe we'll play a song from the 2010s. I believe we're going to play... I'm trying to think here. How about... trying to think. Oh yeah, I know it's already been, it's marked as red, but I'm gonna play anyway. Counting Stars by One Republic. How about that? But anyway, I probably should close out the show with that song, but it's okay. Actually, let's play Give Me Everything. How about that? Let's do that instead. After all, well, it was marked as red, but yeah. Usually it means it's already been played before. It was played earlier before we started the morning show, but you get what I'm saying. But we still have less than a minute left before we have to go to a commercial break, so there you go. But coming up, I believe, at 8:40 a.m. is, you guessed it, TMZ Celebrity News, guys. So there you go. But anyway, stay tuned. More to the Tricky Fox Radio, Morning Club is coming up at 8:40 a.m. with TMZ Celebrity News. So that is going to be very interesting. So, yeah. But yeah, coming up at 8:40 a.m. is TMZ Celebrity News. And then, yeah, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club with me, Jesse Atkinson. Wah. We'll be right back right after this. Don't go away. Yep. Was Give Me Everything by Pitbull and Britney Spears Stronger right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, it is now time for TMZ Celebrity News. Whoa, that's not the right window. There we go. I get these things confused sometimes, so please forgive me. Alright, TMZ Celebrity News is on now. It's 8:41 a.m., but close enough. Jessica Simpson on family vacay with hubby Eric, but still no ring? How should I know? Jessica Simpson and Eric Johnson aren't checking into Splitsville Inn, or so it seems, because they're looking cozy for spring break, even though she's missing some key hardware now. Just peep the pics she shared on Monday, which was yesterday, by the way. JS, that's probably Jessica Simpson, by the way. She is decked out in an orange bikini, straight up living her best life in Cabo. And her hubby's right there, too, having a good old time with their three kiddos, Maxwell, Ace, and Birdie. Jessica seems about as happy as she can be in the family getaway pics, which also includes an appearance from her mom, Tina. It's nice to have a built-in babysitter for the trip. Let's read more, guys. There's an Instagram post here. There's a bunch of pictures here. The irresistible singer showered Tina with praise in the caption. It says, 2024 spring breaking with the fam was epic. Thank you at Tina Simpson Official for giving these kiddos memorable moments in Cabo that they will hold close to their precious hearts and cherish for a lifetime. Thanking her for giving her children memorable moments they cherish for a lifetime, like I said earlier. So it sounds like Grandma might have given Eric and Jessica a chance to get in some QT away from the kids. Whatever that means. Now, on its face, it looks like there's no trouble in paradise for Jessica and Eric, who, after 10 years of marriage, appears stronger than ever. We should note, though, that there's been rumblings that might have split up of late, but just based on this, it appears that's not quite the case after all. They've even enjoyed a romantic Valentine's dinner back in February after all, but it came just days after Jessica had fans hitting the panic button when she dropped a series of Instagram pics, minus her wedding band, sending the internet into a frenzy. And we should note, though, in just one of these pics that Jessica had just posted, oops, sorry about that, she still doesn't appear to be wearing her wedding ring. Take that for what it's worth, we suppose. Kind of mixed signals. Alright, next story. Kate Beckinsale sparks concern over the post. Pic of her mom with huge bruised eye, really? Kate Beckinsale continues to concern her fans over her cryptic post, but only this time, she put the spotlight on her mother, Judy Lowe, who appears to have been seriously injured, supposedly. The actress posted and deleted a couple shots of her mom, who's also an actress, by the way, and the photos are shocking, to just say the least, as they do show Judy with a massive black eye on the left side of her face. It's unclear what exactly caused this, and Kate's caption didn't help clear anything either, after all. She wrote, "My mom is hurt. Everything in me just wants to scream. That soft, beautiful face. The unfairness of yet another effing blow. This time to the face, hands, and knee." Alright, let's keep reading. It's taking its merry old time. Now, KB continued, "As I am twisting my guts up to rail at this, she dresses in delicate purple to jauntily compliment and has managed not to break a single bone. No one is stronger, no one terrifies me more than her fragility. Please mind if you can, minding helps." Like we said, we're not really sure what Kate's saying, but on its face, it sounds like she might be hinting at the fact her mother fell and hurt herself somehow. Kate also posted screenshots of even a text exchange she was having with Judy over this. There's really no clarity there either. JL says she's going for purple. And Kate replies by saying her mom makes a shinier look cheek. But in the end, Kate took all this stuff down without any explanation or even clarification. And this is in line with Kate's other recent post, her posting from what looks to be a hospital bed for weeks on end, it seems, where she hasn't made much sense and hasn't shed any light on what exactly she's going through, which seems to be a health-related issue. And we've reached out to Kate's team for comment, and so far, no word back. I don't know. I'm so sorry I had to hear that. I might even cut that part out. TMZ apparently puts ads on their site that you can't escape. I'll cut that out. I don't know if you're able to hear that. I probably should just turn my headset down. Coming up next, I guess, is Pokemon Go, I guess. So annoying. You want to win Xbox 360? It wasn't even... I don't even know what it was, but I don't even care. But I will be cutting that part out, by the way, in case if it did go through. Coming up is Safe and Sound by Capital Cities, if I can even freaking find it. There it is. And after that will be, oh, where are you at, Gote? I am getting lost in these tracks. Somebody I used to know. I think both these tracks, I think, are from Pokemon albums. Let me double check. Pokemon X, it's already been played 5 times, and this one's been played twice. So yes, it's definitely from Pokemon. So that is definitely a good sign. I don't know, I think if I just start the commercial at 8:50 a.m. we should be okay, but yeah, that was pretty good. Anyway, that little audio it just played there was probably the nail in the coffin to stop TMZ News there, so yeah, off. Anyway, I still have like less than a minute and a half left to talk to you guys, but I think coming up at 9 a.m. we're going to be doing Pokemon Go, guys. Let me check and see if anyone got knocked out. I'm just going to check my notification center. I don't see anything. So, yeah, that's very concerning. But anyway, But sometimes it doesn't even tell me in the notification center regardless. It doesn't even tell me in the notification center if they got knocked out or not, because it does that sometimes. It's very bizarre, but it does that sometimes. But yeah. But we'll see what happens when we enter the world of Pokemon Go on my phone, guys. But now I have to wait until 9 a.m. after the commercial break. Anyway, coming up after the commercial break is Capital Cities, Safe and Sound for Pokemon X, and Gote, Somebody You Used to Know, featuring Kimbra from Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Gates to Infinity, the music's from soundtrack, you know what I mean, blah blah blah, yada yada yada. Anyway, and then after that we'll play some Pokemon Go finally. But anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming right up at 9 a.m. with the second half. Don't go away. We will be right back right after this. Don't go away. Yep. That was Somebody I Used to Know featuring Kimbra by Gote and Safe and Sound by Capital Cities right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, here we go. It's the world of Pokemon Go. Yeah, this is connected to my Bluetooth speaker, but the music's just muted. How am I going too fast? I am sitting down. No notifications, I wonder? Huh, I guess not. I'm sure you do. You can can still hear the sound effects, though, which is nice. You put your big guy in there, huh? Wouldn't recommend that, though, but okay. And then again, he put a big Tyranitar in there, and it wasn't Lou, that was Hyjarian. Okay, there was a raid starting there in less than 30 minutes, but I was able to heal up the Pokemon at least. And Birch Park is red, but I don't think I'm in there, though. But there is room, though. I just can't heal him up because I'm not in there, though. Okay, I'm not gonna bother with the city park. Have I heard any? Nope. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Alright, let's see if we can use some berries to catch Pokemon. Let's start with Eevee. Do I have any? Yes, I do. Okay, raspberry. It's a pretty big one, though. I hope I catch it. But then again, it probably won't be worth anything. Especially since it was so easy to catch. Let's see what she has to say for it. It's a 2-star. Well, I mean, I guess I could keep it. But I don't think it's worth it, guys. So, I'm gonna throw it away for candy. Alright, let's go ahead and get ourselves a Snorlax. It's a very big one. Very, very big. We do need to use berries, though, as a bonus. That wasn't really a nice throw. Yeah. Let's try again. Oh. Let me do that. That's a nice throw. But it didn't work. Oops. Almost was excellent. But wasn't quite there. And of course, it broke free. Probably would have met my goal by now with the Unreal research. At this point, I can at least try to catch it before, or if I catch it, it runs away, whatever the end result will be. I did not mean to do that. Apparently it hit his arm for some reason. It didn't work, of course. Let's try a different ball. Maybe it wants a different ball. Some Pokemon are like that. Then again, maybe not. Maybe it wants a different berry, then. I wouldn't see why it wouldn't, though. Okay. All right. Yeah. We're pretty much just wasting my time with the Snorlax. Or trying to go over with a segment with catching Snorlax. I forgot to charge my phone last night. Alright, I'm just gonna walk away from him. I don't even care about him. And besides, the last Pokemon just ran away anyway. And I just gotta deal with Snorlax now. And obviously, I'm not dealing with that creepo. Yeah, he can suck it up. who changed Old Mill. It wasn't Lou, that's for sure. Anyway, there's only Snorlax here, so I don't know. Any Pokemon to heal? No. Any revivals? No. Nothing too exciting to see here, guys. So that's... yeah. Oh, well. The only Pokemon I see here we can still catch is Snorlax, but... I ain't bothered with him. He was too tricky. I'm surprised he didn't run away, but he can run away later for all I care. Was that Jim Red, I wonder? It won't even tell me. It's doing weird stuff. Yep, we'll never know. Anyway, I guess that's it for Pokemon Go, guys. I don't know. I guess we completed some field research task, I should say. So, that was rather interesting. So I'm going to go ahead and put this commercial in now. I believe for the next segment we're going to do Pokemon Sleep. That's right, yes. It's a thing. You might recall in the last episode that I had to amplify a little bit. I got Raikou in their research, which was pretty nice, so that was cool. Not really sure what we're gonna play. I guess we'll play let's play Party in the USA. It's a 3-minute song. And then after that, we'll play something from the 90s for a change. I'm trying to think here. I still got time to think about it, but yeah, something that's at least 4 minutes, that's why I selected the 90s, but yeah. I guess we'll play, it's gonna come in here. I would hope not either. Let's play Closing Time by Semisonic. Worst case scenario, I'll go over. But yeah, but anyway, coming up, hopefully, is Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. And, Semisonic Closing Time. I may have to call it close a little bit early, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, coming up is, I believe at 9:20 is Pokemon Sleep, guys. So stay tuned. More of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club with me, Jesse Hackinson. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We're probably going to have to cut close a little bit early. So stay tuned. More of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club at 9:20 is Pokemon Sleep. Don't go away. Yep. That was Closing Time by Semisonic and Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, let's go into Pokemon Sleep now. There could be an update available, I'm not sure, but we'll find out. Okay, judging by the way it loads so quickly, there was no update, and I was right, there was not. So let's go ahead and synchronize the Pokeball. Yep, let's go ahead and do it already. Let's get it over with. A lot more sleep, of course. See if I can turn it up a little bit more. Can't, yeah. Okay, no untracked time, that's nice. Snoozing type, nice. Let's see how much drowsy power we get. It's not going to be a whole lot, but I did feed him breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so it should be pretty close. Alright, back to Top of Hollow. Not a lot of Pokemon, but no surprise there. Again, this is not a really big Snorlax. I don't think we're going to discover any new sleep styles either. Nope. Just as I thought. Again, I don't need any more helpers because my Pokebox is pretty much full at this point, so I am just going to feed a Pokemon that, Pokemon should I feed? I might as well feed a rat. It won't matter though. It's gonna make me befriend it. I'll just get out of there then. Might as well. It didn't put me up a whole lot, but again, it was just 4 Pokemon. And we got another Pokemon to put in the storage. Level 6, though, that's nice. It's a female. Anyway, let's go back to where we were before. Okay. Sleep points, 91, nice. Definitely need those. Done yet. Oh well, who cares? Come on, come on. Yeah. All right, he's eating his berries, so let's see what happens. That basic 4, by the way, FYI. So while he's doing that, I'm gonna put the commercial in, guys. Thank you. probably as close as we'll get it. I think for the first song, we're gonna play, Cascada Every Time We Touch. And I believe for the next song, from the 2010s, we are going to play, Rolling in the Deep, I guess. That might work. We'll see what happens. Check up on Snorks. I think he's just about done. Yeah. Yep, there he goes. He's done now. Alright. I guess we can go ahead and get out of there now. Wait, did we feed him dinner? I mean breakfast? No, we did not. Let's go ahead and do that really quick. Hurry up and do it really quick before we have to go to commercial. Come on, got cut pretty close. Alright, now we can go ahead and get out of there. Anyway, that's it for Pokemon Sleep. And then coming up at 9:40 a.m., I think... Well, we're going to do it 9:40 a.m., I'm not sure. Since we already did Pokemon Go and Pokemon Sleep, we pretty much did all that Pokemon stuff. So I think we'll just do News and Weather, I guess. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But anyway, coming up, let me check the queue really quick. I forget what it was going to be. And Anthony's outside, by the way, so I do apologize for that. But anyway, Every Time We Touch by Cascada, and Adele's Rolling in the Deep. So there you go. But anyway, I may have to go over a little bit, but we'll see what happens. But anyway, I'm coming up at 9:40 a.m. Well, I guess we'll just read News and Weather. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Rolling the Deep by Adele and Every Time We Touch by Cascada right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, we finally made it to the last segment, but oh well, it's... Enjoy it while it lasts, guys. So there you go. Alright, we're going to start off with, weather. But first things first, I would get from our website. But my website on this browser just is a little bit slow. Yeah, and I have to sign back in. So there you go. But I do have an error plan, but in order to do it, I think I have to load up this here, yes, I know, I know I can just do a general search, but whatever, we'll just do it this way. Yep. Okay, Dallas, Oregon. Alright, this is courtesy of the Weather Channel, by the way, if you're wondering. Sign up, it's free. And yet it's pointing to the Go Premium thing. Well, whatever. Like I said, it don't matter. Anyway, as of 9:40 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, yes, it is Pacific Daylight Time, it is 55 degrees outside and mostly cloudy. Today it'll be 59. Tonight, it'll be 36. We're not going to worry about the holy moly eclipse. And there will be occasional rain continuing throughout 1 p.m., by the way. Here's today's outlook for Dallas, Oregon. In the morning, it'll be 55. Afternoon it'll be 59, in the evening it'll be 46, and overnight it'll be 38. For the weather today in Dallas, Oregon, it feels like 54. Sunrise is 6:38 a.m. Sunset is 7:52 p.m. The high and low is 59 and 36 respectfully, as I said earlier. Humidity is 77%. Pressure is up 30.29 inches. Visibility is 10 miles. Wind is northeast 6 miles per hour, I think. Dew point is 48, UV index is 1 of 11, and the moon phase is a waxing crescent. So there you go. We'll not worry about the alley forecast. Here's the daily forecast. Today it'll be 59 high, low 36 with rain. With a precipitation of 35%, by the way. Wednesday, which is the 10th, by the way, which is actually on trivia night, by the way, aka at Two Wolves Tap Room. It'll be a high of 65 and a low of 39 with mostly cloudy with some sunshine. Thursday on the 11th, it'll be a high of 60, low of 43 with cloudy skies. On Friday, which is the 12th, it'll be 61 high, 43 low with rain, precipitation 46%. And on Saturday, the 13th, it'll be 68 degrees high, 42 low, with mostly sunny skies. I think that's it for the weather, guys. Yep. Just as I thought. Let's go to OregonLive.com and see if it's updated. Not really a whole lot. In fact, again, the last three stories are keyed. But I guess we can read this Miss Manor story, I guess, to finish it off, since it's not keyed. There's no statute of limitations on gratitude, but late thanks comes with atonement. Dear Miss Manners, I'm a terrible procrastinator. I have procrastinated sending thank you letters for multiple years, for multiple events like our wedding, my baby shower, our child's birthday parties, and the worst offense is our wedding 5 years ago, back in 2019. Is it ever too late to send a thank you letter? Could I send a single thank you now for the guests in attendance to all these events, though? The gentle reader says, yes, but it had better be a good one. Being a procrastinator is not a decent excuse, and Miss Manners is not going to let you off the hook by declaring a statute of limitations. What you need to atone is not postponent so much as bluntly apparent ingratitude. So you need to name and praise your use of each of these presents, at least vaguely, if you can't remember what they were, and also express appreciation. I'm sorry that I can't say this all right, and that's the phone ringing, for your benefactor's continued thoughtfulness and generosity over the years. Yes, this will be a lot of work, but when you do not pay a debt when it is due, it accrues interest. Sorry about that. I just can't stand that phone ringing. I'm pretty sure you can't hear it, but I can, though. We may just stop it here, though, because this has a lot of stuff that is hard for me to understand. But on the other hand, dear Miss Manners, a few months ago, I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Yeah, let's just stop it there. That's just another read story there. Yeah, we pretty much have cut close to this point. Anyway, that's going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Well, not quite yet. I'm just getting ready to put the next last commercial in before we call it a day. But yeah, we'll just put this one in, I guess. put our music in. What should we put in for music, guys? Let's see here. Putting something that we haven't played at all. Let's play How You Remind Me by Nickelback. And that's a 3.5 minute song, so I'll probably have to play their 3.5 minute song, which will probably be I'm trying to think here. I guess I can do Titanium by David Gunn, I guess. How about that? That might work. We'll see what happens. If worst case scenario, but it's not quite time yet. I still have like 3 minutes. I just realized I could have just read that whole thing, but no big deal. It's just I wanted to play it safe. But anyway, we got 2 minutes left until we have to close it out, guys. But that's going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I'm so glad you can hear me, guys, so much better. I know you can. I could have swore I turned on, like, some microphone boost feature or whatever that's available on this system, but I don't know if it did the trick or not. I hope it did, but we'll see what happens. If not, oh well, but we'll see what happens. But anyway, I still got like a minute and a half left. Even now, I don't know if that's even going to be enough. I may have to go over a little bit. We'll see. Just realized reading that Miss Manor story could have been worth it. But I do, yeah. But I guess I could mark down these tracks for my set list. I'll put on a playlist later. It's going to be How You Remind Me by Nickelback. So I could burn off some time. I write these down. How You Remind Me by Nickelback. And the last one we'll play will be Titanium by David Guetta. Simple as that. And we might actually have to go over, so I just realized that we may have ended up having to just end up reading that Miss Matters story. And we would have been okay anyway. But yeah, oh well, it is what it is. I guess I'll have to just talk with you a little bit more then. Anyway, I don't know. Again, I will be going swimming after this show's over with, so this episode might be delayed a little bit, but we'll see what happens. But anyway, until next time, guys, I am Jesse Hackinson signing off on Tricky Fox Radio. Hopefully I'll see you on April 10th, which is a Wednesday, which is trivia night, by the way. But I am Jesse Hackinson. Goodbye, everyone. Have a nice day, everyone, and I hope we will see you on the 10th. Goodbye. Bye.